This is Denise Morris back live. I'm here with Bill Resnick, who also attended the rally yesterday, the counter-protest, and has some comments on that, some insights, Bill?
Some observations.
Observations.
Yes, Denise, nobody could be everywhere all the time. It was enormously interesting and heartening, the turnout. Ours was enormous comparison to the alt-right and the Trump supporters. They had maybe 200 to 300 people. We had thousands. They looked a little bigger because we had so many rubberneckers who went into their place or people talking to them. A few people went in. Maybe we'll have a report next week on the conversations with them.
Yeah, we did have a mole. An old mole being a mole. Yes, so there's a possibility for that. Yeah.
Yes, anyway, but we really outnumbered them. And the chanting and the singing that we did from all around the park, actually, a lot of noise from the black block, but really not much chanting or singing. But the labor people and us people who were part of the Stand Against, Portland Stands Against Hatred group, there was a tremendous amount of chanting and singing. The roar of it, they had their free speech. They could hear themselves talking, but it was within an envelope of sound of disapproval. And that can be very humiliating and demoralizing for them. And I suspect a lot of them wouldn't come back for the next one. It was probably sort of unpleasant for them to be there, even though they put on a brave face. It was also interesting, though, what they were claiming, which was, we aren't racist. It's these other people are racist. They had this big sign of dominated the thing. The BLM is, and I thought, why are they against the Bureau of Land Management? You know, and then I said, oh, it's those occupiers. They came down here. No, it was Black Lives Matter. They're in the smaller print. They're the real racists. It looks as if this alt-right has adopted this notion that the real racists are these poor people who they blame for everything in America. Corporate power is never mentioned by them. Only poor people ripping off the system and causing the bank crisis. In any event, there's a lot to be said. We'll say even more next week. Those many of the alt-right people, though, and the Trump supporters can be talked to. And that's what's interesting. They are not a homogeneous Nazi group. They're very complicated and vulnerable to, in fact, moving towards support for Bernie, for example. Johanna Brenner had a really interesting talk.
Yeah, and Johanna is an honorary mole, was a mole, and still very active in the community. And I'll just give a portion of this with her permission. She is outlining, I think, the broader sense that we need to be working with in order to get real social justice and real change. We stand united against hate and bigotry and honor the brave men who gave their lives for values that we cherish: solidarity and cooperation, respect and dignity for all. I suggest that we also stand for an economy, a government, and a society that operates according to those same values: solidarity, cooperation, and respect. And, of course, goes on to talk about what we need: healthcare, good jobs, safe jobs, clean air, all of it. So we are going to wrap up here for the old mole.